We're going to pray a formal prayer point. Yeah, because of the time. Then we'll continue later because I still need to deal with two of the graces, or the remaining two dimensions of God's grace that appeared on earth after Jesus did those things he did. Yeah, so we are still on the grace and the power that appeared on earth after Jesus resurrected, immediately Jesus resurrected. Yeah, so we have four prayer points, and then we'll round off the session. Yeah, another thing that the power in the resurrection of Jesus can do for you is to correct certain errors and mistakes that happened in your life. Usually errors that happened before you were born, or errors that happened after you were born. Errors that happened when you were not even able to differentiate between right from wrong. Yeah, because according to the scriptures, whatsoever you plant is what you reap. Yeah, so if, let's say, your parents did certain things that were wrong before they gave birth to you, not only your parents will reap from the reward of the evil they did, even you also will reap from it. So there are some errors that many of us were born into. There were some mistakes and errors that happened in our family background that we were born into. Some of our ancestors, they committed terrible sin against God. Because many of them, especially in Africa, many of our ancestors are idol worshippers. They were people who did a lot of human sacrifices. They were people who went into terrible covenants with the devil. Yeah, so the power in the resurrection of Jesus is able to disconnect you from the consequences of these things. Yeah, is able to disconnect you from the consequences of those things that you were born into. So you are going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, I invoke the power in the resurrection of Jesus to disconnect my life from every consequence of the mistakes and sin and error my ancestors committed, my parents and ancestors committed. Let the power in the resurrection of Jesus disconnect my life from them all. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Now, in the name of Jesus, let the power in the resurrection of Jesus disconnect my life, disconnect my calling, disconnect my career, disconnect my destiny, disconnect my marriage, disconnect my home, disconnect my ministry from every consequence of the sin of my ancestors and parents. Now, in the name of Jesus, let the power in the resurrection of Jesus disconnect my life life and destiny and calling and ministry and career from every consequences of the sin and error my ancestors and parents committed. Now, in the name of Jesus, let my life be completely disconnected from the consequences of the sins and errors my ancestors and parents committed. Now, in the name of Jesus, by the reason of the power in the resurrection of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. Three more prayer points. Another thing you need to know is that what Jesus did, or maybe I should say, the power that appeared when Jesus died on the cross, and the one also that the grace that was released when Jesus was buried, they were activated because Jesus rose from the dead. So meaning that the grace that appeared on the cross, as Jesus was dying, because as he was dying, the blood was gushing out, and then he died. The grace that appeared when he was buried, they would have been useless or powerless if Jesus had not resurrected. So those graces were activated because Jesus rose from the dead. So meaning that the power in the resurrection of Jesus is working together with the power in the cross of Jesus, the power in the shedding of his blood, the power in his death, the power in his burial. They are working together with the power in his resurrection. Yeah, they are working together. So you are going to pray. So sometimes when God wants to fast forward your deliverance, he's going to combine all these powers together. He's going to visit your life with all those powers, the powers in his death, which of course include the power in the blood of Jesus. Yeah, the power in the blood of Jesus is also the power in the death of Jesus, because if the blood was not shed, he wouldn't have died. Yeah, so, and the power in his burial, and the power in his resurrection. So sometimes God will visit your life with the full package of all these powers. And that is when God wants to fast forward your deliverance, when he wants to fast forward your transformation, or want to fast forward your breakthrough, he will visit your life with all these powers of redemption. And in a twinkle of an eye, your life will be greatly transformed. So you are going to pray for that kind of fast-forward deliverance. I don't know the other word I can use. That's what I use, fast-forward. I mean very quick, very instant deliverance and breakthroughs. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, visit my life with all the powers of redemption. And give me a fast forward deliverance. Give me a fast forward breakthrough. Give me a fast forward victory. Now, in the name of Jesus, fast forward healing. Begin to pray like that. Yes, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Say, Lord Jesus, visit my life now. visit my life now. Visit my life now with all the powers of redemption. With all the powers of redemption. With all the powers of redemption. And let me experience a fast forward deliverance. A quick deliverance. A quick transformation. A quick breakthrough. A quick victory. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Something is happening as you're praying that prayer. So Lord, visit my life with the full package of the power of redemption. And let me receive a fast forward deliverance and breakthroughs and victory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. Another thing that the powers of redemption does, I mean, all these three dimensions of God's grace. Another thing they do is that they deliver you from poverty. They have the ability, the power of redemption has the ability to deliver you from poverty. Yeah, some people think that God did not deal with poverty. God also dealt with poverty on the cross and in the grave. And at resurrection of Jesus. Yeah. God dealt with poverty because poverty is as a result of sin. You can read your Bible very well. When God was speaking in Deuteronomy chapter 28, he was telling them that these are the instructions, these are the laws. If you obey these laws, then God began to tell them the blessings that will follow them if they obey his laws. And if you look at those blessings, they are blessings that kills poverty. Yeah, so poverty was as a result of sin, both your sin and the sins of your ancestors. That is why there is poverty. Yeah, of course, people cannot be rich at the same level. Yeah, but people who have been redeemed by God should not have poverty in their lives, meaning that they should not lack good things. Even Jesus said, ask God while you're praying, say, Father, give us this day our daily bread. So Jesus dealt with poverty on the cross. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I invoke the power in the resurrection of Jesus to destroy the strength of poverty in my life. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I invoke the power in the resurrection of Jesus to destroy the strength of poverty in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Jesus was not poor. Even though he was not rich, but he was not poor. Yeah, so the opposite of not being rich is not getting poor. Yeah. Yeah, Christians are not poor. They might not be rich in the context of the world, but Christians are not poor people. Why? Because God is committed to take care of them. Talk to God and pray like that. Say, let the power in the resurrection of Jesus destroy the strength of poverty in my life. Now, in the name of Jesus, let the power in the resurrection of Jesus destroy the strength of poverty in my marriage, in my home, in my family. In the name of Jesus, let the power in the resurrection of Jesus destroy the strength of poverty in my career, in my calling. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The last prayer point. Yeah, the reason why I said Christians are not poor people. Yeah, is because they are by the reason of the resurrection of Jesus, they are connected to creative power of God. So meaning that even if what you need is not available, God can create it for you. You can remember when those people were hungry. Yeah, you can remember when they were hungry and what the apostles could offer was just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. What did Jesus did? Jesus multiplied. He did a miracle of multiplication. Yeah, and then he said, go and give it to them. And the Bible says 5,000 people, excluding women and children, they ate and they were satisfied. Yeah. So Christians are not poor people because they are connected to the power that creates things. So the power in the resurrection of Jesus is a creative power. Yeah. It's a power that can create anything. Anything whatsoever. Yeah, when you encounter that power, nothing will be impossible to you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the power in the resurrection of Jesus begin to create in my life every good thing that is missing. Let the power in the resurrection of Jesus begin to create in my life every good thing that I need to fulfill destiny that is missing. Let them begin to appear now by the power in the resurrection of Jesus. But begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. And anything that has defeated death. Yeah, has defeated poverty. Yeah, because poverty is an agent of death. So anything that has defeated death has defeated poverty. Anything that has defeated death can make food items come out of nowhere. So that is the power in the resurrection of Jesus. You might not understand these things. Just pray. Say, Lord, let the power in the resurrection of Jesus begin to create every good thing that is missing in my life. Thank you, Lord. Let the power in the resurrection of Jesus begin to create every good thing that is missing in my life. Now, in the name of Jesus, everything that I need to fulfill my calling and destiny, let the power in the resurrection of Jesus produce them now. Because that power has defeated death. That power has defeated the hurt. That power has defeated everything. That power controls everything. Lord, let the power of Jesus produce in my life everything that I need to fulfill destiny. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We're going to stop healing. I'm going to remember on Friday, we're going to deal with the power that appeared in the head as Jesus ascended. And then the power that is available for you as Jesus sat at the right hand of God. Yeah, so we're going to deal with those two on Friday, midnight. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great God. We thank you for your merciful God. We thank you for your glorious God. We thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for your blessings. You have released all the lives of your people in this prayer session. Thank you because you have transformed our lives. You have healed. You have delivered. You have blessed us. You have helped us. You have changed our situations for good. Thank you, faithful Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, these are your people. They have prayed concerning the concerning experiencing the wonders of your grace and glory. I ask, Father, that the manifestations of these prayers, the manifestations of the answers to these prayers, let them begin to flood their lives right now in Jesus' name. The manifestations of all that you have asked from God in this place of prayer tonight, I connect you to those manifestations now. I connect your timeline, your days to those manifestations now in the name of Jesus. Everything that is dead in your life, because you are connected to this presence and power of God right here in this meeting, I command dead things in your life to come back to life now in Jesus' name. Every good thing that used to be alive, but now they are dead, I speak life now. I speak life now into your life. I speak life now. Now, thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, into your body system, into your blood, into every organ in your body, receive life in Jesus' name. In your soul, receive life. In your spirit, receive life, the resurrection life, the eternal life, the recreation life, the life of Jesus that changes things to become the way they should be. Receive that life now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I pray for you that you shall no longer be confused. The light of God shall visit you in your mind, in your thoughts, in your depression. The light of God shall visit you. You shall receive direction from the Lord, and you shall be guided by the Holy Spirit to do those things that will give you prosperity and victory and success at this time. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, it is done.